Change makers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and today I wrote you a letter. So I'm going to play the intro and we're going to dive right in to the letter.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. So look, I know there's been tons of changes that's been going on with this podcast, this brand, my business, what's going on in my life. And for those of you that have been following along behind the scenes, you kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about. But, you know, I wanted to express some thoughts and I wanted to share them with you. And when I was putting this episode together, I didn't exactly know how to be able to do that. And so I did what I think a lot of people might kind of think about doing or reserve to doing when, you know, they want to be able to organize their thoughts, which is I wrote you a letter. That's right. I wrote the podcast a letter. And in this episode, we're going to dive in, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about the changes that are coming and give you a little bit of context to what's been going on with my business, with what's been going on with me, what's been kind of happening with this community. And it's all amazing. There's some negative parts, there's some ups, there's some downs. That is life, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going to dive into that. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the letter. Dear podcasts, my beloved Inner Changemaker podcasts, how far we have come together. I know it is a bit cliche, but that single decision to launch has catapulted my career and defined who I am over the last few years. Now, because of you, I've gotten a chance to travel the world, gotten a chance to build relationships with millionaires and billionaires. And because of you, I've had multiple six-figure income streams coming in through our agency, our digital training platforms. And now, recently, we started doing and incorporating two-day intensives as well. And I got a chance to share the stage with some of the very best that's ever done it. I got a chance to go deeper and deeper within this medium and this process. And it taught me so much more than just podcasting. Because of the idea of building a platform, it changed me. It gave me authority. It gave me attention to some of you, the listeners, a little bit of an audience. It changed my students' lives more than I could have ever imagined. I think of the individuals that we've worked with that, you know, would deem themselves quote unquote lost at sea or living in a world of broken bridges, broken promises, that have found light and clarity by launching a top 100 show, by injecting the same elements that I just talked about, authority, attention, into their brand. I think of some of my clients that were, they're just already killing it, already crushing it within their business, and how launching a top 100 show helped them solidify their new level of authority, new level of celebrity. I think of the moms and the dads that sacrificed and put their dreams on hold so that their children can have a better life. And they're looking at a medium like podcasting, like online marketing, to be able to make a real go at their dreams of being a radio host, of sharing their gifts with the world, of being a local celebrity, or of interviewing their heroes. I think of all the emerging thought leaders that I've worked with, and how their voice and how their shows are impacting their communities. And I get to play a very small role in that. And let me be very, very clear, if it's not so already, I'm deeply inspired by all of my students and my clients and the work that they're doing to impact their communities. And though my audience, you, not massive and not big, I realized that the numbers didn't matter as much as going deeper with the right people, going deeper with the few. I mean, I would probably say that that's one of the biggest differences since the beginning of this podcast, since the beginning of this process. I used to care a lot more about vanity metrics, you know, circa 2014, circa 2015, Jay Wong would care about the likes, the downloads. They would care about all those things. They would want the bigger crowds. It's what the Hollywood films and the goal-setting coaches around the world tell us that we need to visualize. You in front of a massive audience, speaking, serving, making money. I have found in my personal experience that those who achieve everything that they want and get to where they are aiming for, they get there by being never envious of what they do not have. In fact, they lean into what they have so much more of. They are grateful for the one sale, the one email, the one listener across the world. They're grateful to start small. And in an upcoming episode, I'm going to dive deeper onto that topic because I was never scared of starting small. I had a mic, I had a platform, and you know, I came from nothing. I had no email list, no personal experience, no person that told me I deserved to be an entrepreneur or a man of my own world, no social media following, nothing. I had my voice. I had the 2014, 2015 version of my dreams. And I still have both of those in spades, by the way. I had unfair advantages. I discovered what they were and I dug into them. I leaned into them. How do you think I'm making this podcast for you right now? I'm digging and living in my gifts. That's what helped me get started and that's what helps me flourish every day. Thank you, dear podcast, for you have given me a way to express myself like never before. I mean, is it expressing myself fully, unrelenting and unwavering by the truth? I don't know. Some episodes, it still feels that way. And some episodes, even interviews with some of the very best in the game, to be honest, I felt forced. I think all entrepreneurs and thought leaders do this to some extent. They think they know what their potential is and they go after it. Some days are better than the rest, some are not. It's part of the game. And I'm massively grateful for you, my dear podcast. But here's the truth. Changes are coming. After all, I named the show The Inner Changemaker. And change is constant in life. And there's a few changes that are coming that I want to highlight for you. The first thing that I'm going to change with the show is the consistency of it. Over the last year, my business has constantly been broken, or at least it's hit the capacity ceiling over and over again. You know, I remember just the last holiday season, I was in Italy at this time. Even if you would have given me 10 new clients at that time, you said, hey, they're in the other room. All you got to do is just go over there, present them with the agreement, collect the Visa Master Amex card, and you're on your way. My business was totally broken. And it was a bit embarrassing to know that we had hit our capacity ceiling. I mean, don't get me wrong, I would have killed to have hit that ceiling a little while ago. But when we did hit it, I sat there, had meetings with my team. We figured it out. We brought on operations, system specialists. We mapped out the whole process inside and outside. It took a few months because, well, we moved, you know, to a different country and onto the West Coast. More on the whole digital nomad and traveling aspect, perhaps in a later episode, but that's what we decided to do. And we increased our capacity to take on new clients. This is specific to our white glove done for you agency. And that's what we did. And I started looking into all my client shows, their launches, their marketing plans, their back ends, their front ends. We did this on a daily basis until my project managers could do this confidently. And you know what this did was, even though it created an amazing business, it took away energy and focus from this show. And for that, I apologize, because part of the journey is sharing it with you. Part of the journey is bringing you along. And part of the journey is this, you know, the messy, the chaos, the, you know, the ups and downs, the capacity ceilings and systems and dealing with things that you just simply have no freaking idea how to deal with. And you look back a few months from now and you go, wow, that was actually relatively easy, right? It's funny. We also started offering these workshops and two-day intensives. And I'll fill you up. You know, there's so much to kind of tell you about, but I'll tell you more about those workshops in the later episode. But one of the concepts I teach in there is this concept of consistency. You know, it's how it's the one thing that holds so many of us back, because we get excited by ideas, we get excited by things, but we don't build the right systems so that it repeats itself without us having that same energy and enthusiasm every single time. So this is where I take my own medicine. You know, isn't it funny how much it is easier to give advice than at times to take your own? Have you been there? Well, I'm there right now. So the number one thing I want you to know that I'm very aware of and that my team is very aware of is that consistency is going to be a huge thing. We're going to be uploading 8 times every single month, twice a week, Sundays and on Wednesdays. And we have a few episodes mapped out, recorded, so the next few weeks are good. But a bigger focus will be actually given to community involvement, participation. At least 2 of the episodes will be Q&A, kind of like AMA sessions within our legacy-driven entrepreneurs group. And that can start as early as next week, depending on when you hear this. So in case you're not already in the legacy-driven entrepreneurs group, all you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/tribe and apply to join. It's 100% free, and we want it to be a great collection of people that have done trainings with us, people that are listeners of the show, people like yourself that are legacy-driven entrepreneurs looking to make a difference, looking to step into the best version of themselves. Once again, www.theinnerchangemaker.com/tribe. The second thing we're going to change is actually me telling you the true behind-the-scenes stories, the things that I come kind of running home to share with close friends or my girlfriend. And I want to make a renewed commitment to you, to sharing honestly and truthfully with you, because there's actually a few different reasons. But, you know, reason number one is I invest a lot of money and a lot of time every year to be surrounded by the world's very best at what they do. And trust me when I say I travel enough for both of us, okay? And so what a shame it would be if I only kept the secrets to myself and my team. And honestly, I can tell you this, being in the online marketing world and being able to serve people and offer different services, I can assure you a couple things, okay? One, free content doesn't matter as much as you think it does. Meaning, I don't mind giving away the best stuff and giving away 99%, you know, percent of all of the content, because the population doesn't care about content. You don't care about content, right? And in fact, people don't even take action on content. It's just not how it works. You know, people can't pay attention to anything that they didn't pay for. I'll say that again. People can't pay attention to anything that they didn't pay for. That's why when our students and clients work for us, there's an investment involved. The investment is not about me. It's about them making a commitment to a new version of themselves. See, you can't get people to buy what they do not want. So the investment acts as a way for us to filter who is actually for real and who isn't. Because in today's world, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people talking. There's a lot of people telling you they want these things. And, you know, it's kind of refreshing, you know, when you can look at sales and you realize that your job in sales is really there to only help the person make the best decision for who they are and for where they're going. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but, you know, I could probably spend like 5 episodes on just the last few sentences that we talked about. But the point is this, it's a win-win either way if I share with you the best content and the most insightful content. Why? Chances are people will hear it. They know it's for real because they can kind of realize like, wow, this is really insightful. This is in depth. Chances are people don't do anything about it. And what they do is they'll hire you or your team, or in your case, you might hire me and my team to be able to help you implement it. That's a pretty good win, right? Number 2, people hear it, they apply it, they actually create some type of momentum in their lives, in their business. And if they're honest, what they'll do, and I do believe people are more honest than you give them credit for, what they'll do is they'll circle back to you. And they'll tell you the whole story. They'll tell you the whole story of, you know, whoever introduced them to your work and how they implemented, how they took action, what the result that they got was. So now you have a case study. Now you could use it as a testimonial. Or you could just sit in the fact that you're making a difference in other people's lives that you have no idea who they are. Either way, you win. And all that to say, I'm just going to share more behind the scenes, more real frameworks, more insights from all the things that I'm doing on my end with my business, but also in all my circles, all the people that you see that I interview, there's all these kind of like, you know, not mapped out conversations that were not recorded, right? And, you know, I just want that to be a valuable experience for us both, right? So for all the reasons listed above, more honesty, more real-time sharing, if you think that's going to be great, then I'd love it if you could share this show with someone. You can listen to it with someone. You could, you know, bring this to, you know, with your team. And don't take my word for it. Just take a listen to some of the next episodes that are coming up. And hopefully they're going to be insightful enough for you. And that really brings me to the next thing, the last thing, which is, let me ask you this. Have you ever struggled with growing your business or brand? Have you ever wondered what the heck you're doing when you're not seeing the right results, or, you know, what you're doing in your content, in your business? One word, sales. You're most likely having a selling problem, okay? Now, in the last few months, one of the changes that I've made in the way that we start engaging our students and clients is teaching them greater frameworks, my frameworks on sales. I'm not saying that I'm the best at it. No, I'm not. I'm still learning, and I'm always going to be learning, because this is one of those life skills that you are going to need to be successful in doing whatever it is that you want to do. You want to get your kid to eat more broccoli or eat healthier, or get your spouse to eat healthier? Guess what? You're going to have to sell them the idea. You want a better job or a better promotion, or you want your job to, you know, or your boss to give you validation and credit? Well, guess what? You're going to sell your company on your abilities and what you bring to the table. You're constantly selling, right? And persuasion, influence, it's certainly a passion of mine. So the topics that we're going to talk more about, it's going to surround around that. I think it's going to be one of the more impactful things that we do with the show and with you, is helping you persuade, influence, and ultimately make more sales and make more money, right? But it's not the sales that you kind of have this attachment to. You know, it's not the hardcore, you know, cold calling, door knocking. In fact, I've been through a lot of companies. I worked with a lot of companies that did that. And, you know, I know with this, if we could teach you this one skill of having greater influence, having greater persuasion, having better understanding of human psychology, it's just going to help you become a better person, a better business owner. And I don't know, we might have to rebrand the show. We might have to rebrand and move some things around. But I just want to be honest with you that that is where we're going. So if that doesn't float your boat, if you're looking for more kind of like, you know, I don't know, self-help, you know, personal development, like, here's the thing. I think growing a brand and growing a business and growing yourself is the biggest journey of personal development that you can come into, right? This is not the podcast if you have like all this, you know, previous trauma and you have all this baggage and you're thinking that this is going to be something that is going to help you solve it. Well, let me tell you, the way that you're going to solve these things is that you're going to take action on these new skills that you're going to learn, and you're going to create a new reality for yourself. I'm not the type of person to linger at what has happened in the past. I know that we've been inconsistent. I know that we've gone through some stuff. I know that it's been up and down. We haven't necessarily been there. We haven't delivered on what we promised on. But I'm here to tell you that we're moving forward. I'm here to tell you that this is where we're going. And this is the way that I think you, this is the way that I would encourage you to perhaps look at your life. Because whatever happened last week, whatever happened 3 years ago, whatever happened 30 years ago, we have no control on how we can change that. That's in the past. That's why it's in the rear view mirror. All we can do is look forward. We can make better decisions now. It's part of evolution, right? Shedding on who you are, stepping into a new version of yourself. That's what it means to be a change maker. To give up on your old beliefs and agreements for new ones. To give up your previous attachments for newfound passions. To give up your old life, which might be really, really good, but it's not great. And you know it. You know, science suggests that we change our entire body and skin every 7 years. I'm no scientist, so let me tell you something that you already know. We change all the time. Look at where you were 6 weeks ago. Look at where you were 6 months ago. Look at where you were 3 years ago, 30 years ago. Massive difference, I bet. That's because change is ever constant. So, as I look up to wrap up this letter, these are the three things I want you to know. One, consistency is coming. group engagement plan is coming. So make sure you're in that group. Number two, breaking down more insights and realness behind the scenes for you. Things like this, where we can have a real conversation, me and you, right? It's just me and you. Breaking it down, sharing it with you, so you don't have to make the insane investments that we make. Though, I do encourage you to when the time makes sense. Number three, topics are changing. Persuasion, sales, human psychology, how we can incorporate all the things that we know in self-help and having a growth mindset, how we can incorporate that being a business owner, a thought leader, a personal brand, a knowledge expert. You want to be one of these things? Don't tell me about it. We're going to step into it together. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think we should incorporate in the show. Love to know which interview you would like to see next. And all you got to do to get your voice recorded on this and for us to showcase more of you, go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com. Record your question. Get featured on the next episode. Until next time, Changemakers, I can't wait. I'm excited that we're back. Can't wait to talk with you and share more. Talk soon. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.